winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to This Is So Small, Season 3. Season finale recap. Well, this was something with a lot of fun. I'm going to do most of this recap. Spoiler free, but when I get to a spoiler, I can try to talk about. I'll do a warning. I'll probably leave my rating before the spoiler, but okay. Episode opens up with a great, big emotional ending because naturally, more is home. And this is trying to stop it, fail. Rip is there. He decides to sacrifice himself to delay Morris. And so the legends get away, Rip is sacrificing himself. Really emotional. Legends remember him for a minute. And the legends trying to figure out something to do, they decide to go to the Old West because it's a good hiding place, so they can get there. They go to a saloon, meet up with Jonah Hex. When they, after a few minutes, Blackbeard, leave him and consider Caesar comes to town, wanting to take it over them. They want the totems, the legend said no. Maya realizes they have to put them together to make them work well. So they tried that, they failed. Sarah wants to give up, she wants to give the totems to them. To the baddies, but they said no. So they decide they're going to fight, but they need help. And that's when all of a sudden, Jax, Ava, and Helena Troy all come back to help. And that's awesome. While all that is going on, they take Damien back in time. There's no more like from taking over Noah's money, but in order to do this, Damien switches places with him. So Noah is freed, Damien switches to Morris, where he saves Noah, to go back and meet up with everybody. Morris is now running a losing, so everyone in the Old West is meeting up at the saloon. They're building up their confidence. So it's like, okay, last time we put them together one more time. The first, there's a big fight. They stop the three. But while they're stopping the three, Morris comes back. He takes over everyone. Six tournament members, right? Fight in and put them together, they succeed. So they need a pure thing, pure entity to fight Morris. They figure something out. We'll get to that in the spoiler section. So they fight Morris. Morris is defeated. The legends wrap everything up. Maya decides it's time to leave our show. So she goes back to the amazing 1942. Vixen is not good. Colossus is not good. She shares her totem with the game. Vixen, Magnificent, Celestial Good, Aventura, Design, New York Good Tombs. I think Will Ava's going to be a regular next season, so I think we're going to see more of them. More of the and Ava, I mean, my son. Z is now got a vision from Jonah Hex, a hat. So when everyone is left, the Lynchers are trying to go to Aruba. I went to Aruba. I want to say Rip, not Rip. Constantine shows up. He had kind of that mullet hat, something else. Escaped, and that's how it ends. Really fun episode. I'm going to miss Rip. I'm going to miss Damien, but I'm really, really surprised if he came back because we gave Noah the time is known. I have a feeling they might play around with that, but whatever. Really good finale. Just fun. Nothing epic, nothing world challenging is. There was a great final fight, great end of Mollusk. I enjoyed this. I'm going to grade this a solid B. Not as good as last year's, but it's pretty damn entertaining. Only measures could be this fun and silly and get away with it. Alright, so, give this episode a B. So, if you want to stop now and go watch the episode, I suggest you watch it. I'm going to get into spoilers now. Again, I gave this a B. Okay, spoilers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Spoiler warning activated. Okay. So the Legends put together their totems, right? They need a pure entity. Who do they call up? People. They turn into fucking giant people. This people first mollusk. And it's ridiculous, it's stupid, it's funny, it's outrageous. And during the fight, people just have a little kung fu thing like Neonis and the Matrix. People. Hungry! My God, only Legends could get away with being this stupid in all the best ways. People, guys, this thing that started as a joke in Christmas ended up being in the final fight. And when Jack saw people getting bigger and bigger because he saw it coming, he says, boy, I really miss hanging with you guys. And when you haven't seen Susan again, you're saying, oh my God, your God has returned. And then the toy says, this is the when this is Sarah's plan, and they're like, that is my other guys. I really like this memo. My God, only like I said, only Legends and the CW could pull this up. This made the episode for me. I like the episode outside of this, but this pushed it over the edge. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I gave you a spoiler warning. So, now, because of this, I'll give this completely an extra thing. I'll give this a nick. If it's so fun, I really enjoyed seeing people again. Now, I'm going to do not tonight and not today, but in a few weeks. Once all the CW shows end, I'm going to do an overall season recap. But until then, I really had fun with this season. It embraced the crazy. That's how I put it. Alright, so that we're doing for this Legends season finale recap. I'll be back tomorrow to talk about it Flash. But until then, this has been...